So we're going to be looking at today how Padre Pio was a man of pain and suffering during his masses. Hello, my name is Edward Urban, and I present the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio about the Capuchin monk and miracle worker, whose intercession is still very powerful today. So if you or your family or a friend needs his help, then follow this channel and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then please do like, share and subscribe to our channel. But the best way is going to be to enroll your mass prayer intentions. And we have a monthly mass celebrated specifically for your intentions with Padre Pio. And today we can have a glimpse at Padre Pio's mass. So why is it, or why was it, that at 5:30 a.m. each morning, crowds had gathered in St. Giovanni Rotondo in often freezing conditions way up on the Gargano Mountains in order to hear Padre Pio's mass? And when the doors opened, they would rush and have a fight to get to the front of the church to be as close to our saint as possible. And during the mass, of course, there would be incredible conversions. How did this happen? Because Padre Pio was certainly not an actor or a performer. Well, as we know, the holy sacrifice of the mass is about our Lord's crucifixion and the redemption of mankind. And I'm sure you've probably heard it called the unbloody reenactment of our Lord Jesus Christ's crucifixion. And each time that Padre Pio said mass, it was as if 2,000 years of time and space disappeared. They vanished right there before Padre Pio, and he found himself walking in the very steps of our Lord on Calvary on the way to Golgotha. It may well be that Padre Pio, somehow in spirit, in an ecstasy, he was seeing some aspect of our Lord Jesus Christ right there, and yet back in his church. In St. Giovanni Rotondo, people could see the effect this had on his body, and this made a profound impact on them. Well, that's how I like to think of it. So now let's look at some eyewitness accounts. The deputy of the Capuchins, Arni Discortes, says, Padre Pio had the gift of making us pray. He lived the mass. He was fascinating. I can say that only in St. Giovanni Rotondo did I really understand the divine sacrifice. And yet, Padre Pio's mass was long. But still, when I followed him, I lost sight of time and space. And when I first attended his mass, I was sorry when it came to an end. To my astonishment, I realized that it had taken more than 2 hours. He had not been aware of the time, and almost everyone had the same impression. So despite the unusual length of the celebration, which seemed to have no end, when one came to its final moments, how many would have liked the mass to have continued longer? So Padre Pio's mass was certainly something, a privilege to have attended. And then Father Gabriel Amorth, the well-known exorcist from the Vatican, continued, people who had come out of pure curiosity to Padre Pio's mass, they found themselves weeping like children. This was the effect it had of them. And other people who did not believe suddenly found themselves free of any doubt. And yet other people, hardened people with very closed hearts, found repentance and forgiveness and conversion in the Mass. And this matured into a radical decision to change their lives. All of this during Padre Pio's Masses. Many young people too, both male and female, would suddenly feel themselves freed from indecision and confusion during the celebration, and they would give themselves to God, whether in the priestly ministry or in religious life. And although Padre Pio avoided everything theatrical, he had his own way of praying. His silences, his long pauses, the way he held the pattern with the bloody hands, they were really dramatic. Of course, here we must remember that Padre Pio, he bore the stigmata, that is the wounds of our Lord's crucifixion on his hands and his feet. And yet Padre Pio was extremely embarrassed about the stigmata, so he'd always wear gloves. But during Mass, he was not allowed to wear gloves. So what did he do? He wore extra long sleeves so that people could not see his stigmata. Yet, during the consecration, when he raised the host up high, people would still see his stigmata had started to bleed again. And it was a miracle right there and then. What an impact that must have made. What was actually going on between God and Padre Pio was a mystery, he said. But through the pauses and the prolonged silences, something could be guessed. And also by the expression on his face, which revealed his intense participation in the drama that he was experiencing. And sometimes Mass was a true martyrdom for Padre Pio. We must remember that the stigmata were quite painful, and he would have sweat dripping off him, mixed with tears. Perhaps you've seen our Lord's Passion, and he was really empathizing with our Lord with tears. A true man of suffering, fighting a deadly struggle. And involuntarily, one was made to think of Christ's suffering in the Garden of Olives. That was the impact of Padre Pio's Mass, and what a privilege it must have been to have been able to attend it. Now please do click through to one of the following videos. We have our most popular video on the top, and then directly below that we have a video recommended specially for you, and of course Padre Pio's blessing video, which is well worth watching. Very short, beautiful blessing video follows right here.